You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
The AUKUS alliance made between the United Kingdom, Australia and the United States saw the unveiling of plans for 8 new nuclear-powered submarines, costing $368 billion all up. The plans come as tensions rise in the Pacific, especially between China and the United States. Whether or not New Zealand should join the alliance is up for debate. I interviewed Mark Roach, a spokesperson for the Anti-AUKUS Coalition, and asked him why he thinks New Zealand shouldn't join AUKUS.
It's a backdoor way of getting us involved in an anti-Chinese, basically, agreement. So we have no bone. We don't think that we should be preparing for war against China, and we think that would be devastating to our economy and to the world economy, and there would be tens of thousands of deaths if there was. And AUKUS is part of a coalition that the United States is building up in preparation for war with China.
What do you think New Zealand joining AUKUS would mean for New Zealand's anti-nuclear identity?
Well, it's a betrayal of it. That's what it is. It's a betrayal of what we as a nation see as part of our makeup. It's basically part of our identity is the fact that we stood up to the nuclear powers in the 80s and 90s and said that we do not want to be part of the nuclear weapons, warfare system. We won't be involved. We won't have nuclear weapons on our soil or in our ports, and that included nuclear-powered ships. And we stood up as a nation and all agreed, and basically it was 89%, I think, support for that law, and decided that we wanted to be a nuclear-free country. And if we join AUKUS, we are then joining a nuclear pact and a betrayal of what I think a vast majority of New Zealanders would rather, would think that there was a betrayal of what we see ourselves as a country in terms of nuclear power and nuclear weapons.
Why do you think it's important to keep New Zealand anti-nuclear? Because I think a lot of people would see some positives to it. Why do you think it's important to keep us anti-nuclear?
Because I think the technology, even though when you think of climate change and all that, and the fact that countries like China are preparing to build, like hundreds of nuclear-powered stations, they're actually going nuclear in terms of power. We don't need it here because we have renewable energy, but we should remain anti-nuclear because nuclear weapons have the capacities to destroy the planet. Within hours. So nobody should have the right or the power to be able to do that. And as a country, I think we have said we do not want to be at the whim of the military powers that have those weapons who are capable of using them and basically destroying life on this planet. So yeah, why not stay anti-nuclear? Why not keep that principle that we all stood up for in the 80s and 90s?
I also asked Mark about how AUKUS might be adding to concerns about a potential war in the Pacific.
So if there was a war, considering that 30% of the world's industrial output comes from China, something like 28% of our exports go to China, it would be catastrophic if the United States was to pick a fight with China over Taiwan. It would be absolutely catastrophic for the world economy. It would basically throw everything into a depression. AUKUS is just part of it. It's just part of that build-up, part of the coalition, part of, ganging up on China. And I think the sort of things that concern me more about China is not their military. I don't, they're of no military threat to New Zealand. We've got no issues with China militarily and all that kind of stuff. We've bought four submarine detections planes, for Poseidon, what they call the 8 Poseidon planes, which will do nothing really around New Zealand at all. They're mostly designed for, flying around the China Sea looking for Chinese submarines and all that kind of thing. But we don't really have beef with China at all, but we're getting dragged into it. And, you know, joining AUKUS is dragging us further into it.
That was Mark Roach, and a spokesperson for the Anti-AUKUS Coalition, speaking about his concerns surrounding New Zealand's potential involvement in AUKUS.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.